Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Kind of feels like what Ryan Day was on like a month ago.
Yeah, man.
He's fine now, right? Like, even if they lose on Monday night, Ryan Day is not getting fired.
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
No.
I don't think he was ever getting fired.
I do.
I think there was.
I do.
You?
I think if they lost to Tennessee, he was getting his ass out of there.
Interesting.
I do. But no, I don't think. I think all that is going away. I think that, you know, he is. His team is playing the way a lot of us thought they would be playing all year as far as in the position to win a national championship, because I know we talk about the $20 million and everything like that. They got one of the best rosters in ball.
Right.
And they got, I mean, these dudes can ball. My biggest thing coming season for them was their quarterback. Because I was like, is he good enough with that talent? You know, that was always my thing with Will Howard.
And that's still a legitimate question.
Yeah, that was like, always my thing.
Will Howard still could be part of the reason why the game doesn't go the way they want it to on Monday
night. I mean, and that's why I was like, was he a good enough player? I didn't say he wasn't good, because I think Will Howard's a good quarterback. Yeah. Was he Ohio State?
Yeah, there's a difference.
There's a big difference. Yeah. But yet, because of everything that's around him, he don't got to be great. You know, and I think, you know, that's what Chip Kelly's done a lot lately, is that he's given him such easy reads. Like, he's throwing the ball to Jeremiah, but Jeremiah's in a 3-by-1 on the inside running a streaking 9 on a damn a Tampa 2 linebacker and safeties. Okay, throw it up there to him. He's 1-on-1. Like, so Chip Kelly's done a great job of just giving him the easy throws and things. Notre Dame's got to make it hard throws. They got to figure out a way to make it hard throws. Now, it's a copycat league, and what Texas did to Jeremiah Smith last game, I'm sure, you know, Notre Dame got some of it. I don't think, because they're hurt.
What were they doing?
They were doubling him.
They were just as simple as that?
It was. It was just like everywhere he went. Like, even if Chip moved him around, you know, because a lot of times you try to move him to get the cover, they still was like, uh-uh. And then they got better players.
Right.
They got really good players in Texas. When you talk about their secondary, they
great
got just really good players back there. And Notre Dame has good players also. Don't get me wrong. I don't think they're as good as those guys. Mm-hmm. And so how do you do that? Do you find a way to jam them off the line, make them uncomfortable off the timing? But, yeah, Notre Dame, they got a really good defense. And they got a really good defensive scheme. Can they find ways to make Will Howard uncomfortable? They got to get at least 2 fumbles, Andy. I mean, 2 turnovers.
Yeah.
They got to get at least 2 turnovers. Interception, fumble, something. They got to get. Yep. Notre Dame's got to steal 2 possessions at least.
Because that's the reason they're here. Not to take anything away from them, because
they
made the plays.
Yes.
But they took the ball from Georgia at the end of the first half and turned it into a touchdown. Also, special teams points, special teams yards, any stuff like that obviously makes a huge difference. They're, as much as we talked about it leading into that Georgia-Notre Dame game, that kicker's been good.
Yes, he has.
Mitch Jeter's been really good. Like, obviously, Clutch won him the game against Penn State at the end.
No doubt about it.
He made all his field goals against Georgia, too. He had missed a bunch in the regular season, but he's been money in the playoff. And then, obviously, the interception against Aller at the end of that game. Like, that's, you know, that's all she wrote right there. Yeah, I mean, if Ohio State does that's how the game, to me, is close on Monday.
Yes.
If Ohio State makes mistakes and turns the ball over.
They let
Ohio
them
State plays clean. I just don't know how they lose.
If they play clean, this could be a big, big blowout.
Yeah,
I think so too.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Me
just because you want a competitive game.
Yeah, but no, if they play clean, because I just don't see how Notre Dame can just possess the ball without making big plays. Like, They got to win. And we always talk about this. The most important thing, they got to win on first down. Mm-hmm. They got to be able to keep Riley Leonard. You don't want to keep him. You don't want to have him in third and seven plus. You want to keep him somewhere second and five, second mm-hmm. and six, somewhere in that area. You want to be at least a plus four on first down if you're Notre Dame. You know, but you don't want to be run, have to pass. You got to mix it up for him and everything like that.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about the play call,
yeah, Notre, Notre Dame. I mean, obviously, when Jeremiah Love is healthy, the running back for Notre Dame, he's a big play threat every play.
Yes.
I mean, 98-yard touchdown earlier in the playoff. He's banged up. He's still tough. Like, he ran tough as hell to get him here. But, like, with him banged up, where do the big plays come from? Like, Riley Leonard will go for 15, 20 sometimes.
Right.
But he's not like a, I mean, he's not a threat to take it to the house.
He had the biggest offensive play of the Georgia game.
He did. You know, but still, what was that? Maybe it was 25, 30, something like that. You know what I mean?
Which is shouldn't have had.
Which is a big play, obviously. But I'm just saying,
they had the big pass
where's the explosive plays come from?
They had the explosive play in Notre Dame game. You know, back coverage, bad tackle.
The kid fell down.
But you know they got to hit those. Mm-hmm. They got to find a way to hit the big play in the return game, a block kick, something. They got to get one of those momentum swinging plays in this game because, like, straight up, no turnovers, move the ball. Ohio State has too big of an advantage.
Yeah, exactly. Ohio State, and again, even if Notre Dame does hold the ball well and sustain drives and win the time of possession, Ohio State can score a touchdown in 90 seconds.
Yes.
I mean, they just have so many big play guys in that offense. Jeremiah Smith, obviously, but Emeka Abuka is going to be a good receiver in the NFL.
Yes, he is.
Carnell Tate's a good receiver. They got a couple good tight ends. Obviously, they have those two running backs that are incredible. Like, they just they throw it at you from so many different spots offensively from a skill position standpoint. If Ryan Day wins this game, if Ohio State wins this game and Ryan Day is a national championship winning coach,
mm-hmm.
like, how much does that change the perception of him?
A whole lot.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
National, you win a championship, everything's different.
Yeah.
Because a month ago, he can't beat Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
If he loses to Tennessee, maybe he gets fired, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's about to be over. They're mm-hmm. going to move on. To fast forward a month later, if he wins this game, they're national champions, mm-hmm. and he's one of three coaches that are active in college football right now that have a national championship?
Yep, Kirby.
Kirby Dabo. And
Dabo and Ryan
him.
Day.
It would be him.
Yeah.
Right? There's no one else.
No, because Mac Brown's gone.
Yeah, and Urban's not coaching.
And then obviously Jimbo's not coaching.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that would be, you know, one of the things where, yeah, the monkey's off his back, all those different things. And you think about all the close losses they've had.
Exactly.
They've had so many. Exactly. I mean, they've been in the championship rounds before.
Yes, yes.
You know, they took Georgia.
Kicker makes that kick at the end of the game against Georgia. They do the exact same thing to TCU.
They beat the hell out of TCU.
And all the Ryan, exactly.
Yeah,
which is what made the Ryan Day stuff kind of silly anyway to me. I get it. You got to beat your rival and all that kind of stuff. But, like, I mean, his winning percentage is the best in the country.
I understand that, but you understand what it's like up there.
I do. Kind of. I've never been there. But
I mean, they get your ass up out of there for not beating Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was – but it's the same way with Michigan, with Ohio State. You remember, they about to fire Jim.
We had to take
Jim had to take a damn pay cut.
Yeah.
Jim had to take a damn pay cut.
Take a pay cut, and then his wife was like – they were – I don't know. They were – everybody in his family was working for the athletic department.
Yeah, man. They had to
like repaint the facility themselves.
And then Jim.
And then he won a national championship.
But then he won a national championship. And then, obviously, he left to go to the NFL. But, yeah, that game, that rivalry, when you lose a lot of them, and for some people, you know, up there in Columbus, you know, it don't matter. Yeah, we won a championship. We lost to Michigan.
Right.
You know, it don't matter.
Well, there's people that if they lose on Monday night to Notre Dame, would be like, "Well, get rid of him anyway."
Right?
Can't beat Michigan. Can't win the big game.
I just hate that.
All right, at your own peril.
I mean, at this,
good luck.
Who are you going to get better than him right now? That's out there. You know, I know. My boy Shucker has a phrase. You know, you go take their Ohio State. They go take somebody's coach, and I understand all that stuff. But who?
You know, Marcus Freeman.
Yeah, they're going to
just hire Marcus Freeman because he's an Ohio State alum.
I bet that's what they would want.
Well, I'm sure they would want that.
There's no way in hell that would not be the first thing. But
that would be insane.
Okay, we lost to him. He beat us. Now let's go take him from Notre Dame.
And then he's like, they paid me enough. I'm going. It's my alma mater. I don't think that would ever happen. I just think, you know, we get so enamored sometimes in college football, too, on wanting a coach that also went to your school.
Right.
It's pretty rare.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't happen often.
And go there and win. No.
Yeah. Like, Kirby is that guy, obviously, at Georgia. It's a perfect marriage. But, like, you know, Dabo went to Alabama.
You did.
Now he's a legend to Clemson.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, Vince Dooley went to Auburn.
He went to Auburn.
He's a legend to Georgia. Like, most of the greatest coaches in the history of whatever program you root for or talk about, didn't go to school there.
Yeah, I mean,
sometimes they went to the rival.
Yeah, and I'm thinking like Philip Fulmer, he went to Tennessee.
So yeah, it happens. It does happen every now and then.
But yeah, this would be. And then the one thing about it is, what usually comes with national championships? New contracts.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know, right now, no, Kirby's the highest paid. I would not be surprised if Ryan Day's the highest paid coach after this.
Ryan Day wins on Monday night. Ryan Day is going to be the highest paid coach within the month.
Yeah, would not be surprised by that. And then Kirby.
And then Kirby renegotiates.
Then Kirby renegotiates.
Because he's got two of those things.
Then Kirby renegotiates.
What about Marcus Freeman? What if Notre Dame finds a way to win this game on Monday night?
Then like, he goes to another stratosphere.
Yeah, like he's.
He goes to another stratosphere.
I mean, he is thought. I mean, NFL teams are going to be throwing money at him left and right. Like, they're going to try to get him.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this either. Like, I don't know how much he played, but he was a part of the Bears organization after college.
Okay.
He was as a player. Like, I don't know. Again, I don't know how much he played. But in 09, he was a member of the Chicago Bears. So there's that tie there. I know they've shown interest in him.
Yeah, they have.
He wins the national championship on Monday night, and then Chicago offers him, you know.
Does he leave?
$1 billion.
But that's what I'm saying. Like.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, would you leave if you were him?
I would,
because
you, think about consider it.
You consider it.
You'd consider it.
What do we all talk about with these college coaches with these hot names?
Mm-hmm.
They go back and then it goes away, and then all of a sudden, because hell, David Shaw been interviewing for head coaching jobs for 20 years.
Yep,
and never got.
Man, was a hot commodity at Stanford.
He did a decade ago.
He did it for the Jets job.
Yeah, this cycle right here. So I mean, he's had. But Marcus is still so young, and if he continues this. What we pretty sure is going to be that trajectory of what Notre Dame is, he might have his choice.
He might
have his choice in a couple of years. If he wins this championship, though, he's going to get – I mean, I know they talked to the Bears. If there's some open jobs, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't be surprised.
If they lose, that's what I doubt he would leave.
Yeah.
It feels like, you come back and try to get it right the next time or whatever. But if you win and you feel like the team of destiny, which it would feel like they were, and then it's the Bears or somebody else, it doesn't have to be the Bears. There's a bunch of jobs open right now in the NFL. I mean, they throw like an offer you can't refuse at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go do it. You're a national champion, and now you're going to make $14 million a year in the NFL or whatever it is?
Yeah,
sure.
Because, I mean, one thing about Marcus is about to get a pay raise after this no matter what.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.